Hey, we should be prepared to make an internal journey, which is from I am this body and bodily possessions are mine, I am mine, to I am Krishna's transcendental, I am Krishna's servant, and Krishna is the Lord of my heart, no matter what comes. If we make that journey from the false conception of I and mine to the real conception of I and mine, especially that mind concept was explained this morning in the Srimad Bhagavatam class, then we will become instruments for the Lord's transcendental enjoyment and we will please Him. Like the flute pleases Him so much that the Lord always has the flute with Him, either tucked in the belt when He walks during the day, or just lying next to His head when He rests in the night. Always there. So in the same way, the devotee wants to become an instrument in the Lord's transcendental, for the Lord's transcendental pleasure. And this Jamashtami is the ideal day to pray like this. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains Shodabhakata Charana Renu in that song that these festival days are mothers of devotion. They prepare us to make that journey to understand how we are Krishna's eternal servant. Sri Krishna Janastami Mahatsava Ki Jai. We will now ask Mother Yadurani to take the turn in the Krishna Katha. Will sing through Daya or Isani. Who is he? Who of the two is here? Here, see, over. Just a short version.
This is Janmashtami. I thought I'd read about the Janmashtami festival. In the 10th canto, chapter 5, performed by Nanda Maharaj, called Nandotsava, which is the same day as Prabhupada's appearance day. The Brahmanas recited auspicious Vedic mantras, which purified the environment by their vibration. The experts in reciting old histories like the Puranas, the expert in reciting the histories of royal families, and general reciters all chanted, while singers sang, and many kinds of musical instruments, like berries and dundubis, played in accompaniment. Brajapura, the residence of Nanda Maharaj, was fully decorated with varieties of festoons and flags. And in different places, gates were made of varieties of flower garlands. That is, the whole doorway, the whole thing was strands of garlands and strands of garlands. Pieces of cloth and mango leaves. The courtyards, the gates near the roads, and everything within the rooms of the houses were perfectly swept and washed with water. The cows, the bulls, and the calves were thoroughly smeared with a mixture of turmeric and oil, mixed with varieties of minerals. Their heads were bedecked with peacock feathers, and they were garlanded and covered with cloth and golden ornaments. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has instructed in Bhagavad Gita, Krishigo Raksha Vanijam Vaisha Karma Swabhavajam. Farming, cow protection, and trade are the qualities of work for the Vaishyas. Nanda Maharaj belonged to the Vaishya community, the agriculturalist community. How to protect the cows and how rich this community was are explained in these verses. We can hardly imagine that cows, bulls, and calves could be cared for so nicely and decorated so well with cloths and valuable golden ornaments. How happy they were! As described elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, during Maharaj Yudhisthira's time, the cows were so happy that they used to muddy the pasturing grounds with milk. This is Indian civilization. Yet in the same place, India, Bharatvarsha, how much people are suffering by giving up the Vedic way of life and not understanding the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Sukadeva Goswami continues, O King Parikit, the cowherd men, dressed very opulently with valuable ornaments and garments such as coats and turbans, decorated in this way and carrying various presentations in their hands, they approach the house of Nanda Maharaj. The gopi wives of the cowherd men were very pleased to hear that Mother Yashoda had given birth to a son, and they began to decorate themselves very nicely with proper dresses, ornaments, black ointment for the eyes, and so on. Their lotus-like faces, and this incidentally is one reason, as Sachinandan Maharaj mentioned, that Krishna is blue or Krishna is black. In the commentaries of the Acharyas on the 10th canto, the discussion between the gopis, as he mentioned, is described. They're asking themselves, why is Krishna black? And one reason is that the gopis take Krishna into their eyes, which have the black ointment on them. And so because he's taken in there, he becomes black. Another reason they gave is that he was born in midnight. Another reason is that Mother Yasoda fed him from black cow's milk. Their lotus-like faces, extraordinarily beautiful, being decorated with saffron and newly grown kumkum. The wives of the cowherd men hurried to the house of Mother Yashoda with presentations in their hands. Because of natural beauty, the wives had full hips and full breasts, which moved as they hurried along. In the ears of the gopis were brilliantly polished jeweled earrings, and from their necks hung metal lockets. Their hands were decorated with bangles. Their dresses were of varied colors, and from their hair, flowers fell onto the street like showers. You can imagine as they're running, the flowers are all blowing in the wind and falling. Thus, while going to the house of Maharaj Nanda, the gopis, their earrings, breasts, and garlands moving, were brilliantly beautiful. Purport. The description of the gopis who were going to the house of Maharaj Nanda to welcome Krishna is especially significant. The gopis were not ordinary women, but expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency, as described in the Brahma Samhita. Ananda chinmayrasa pratibhavita vis tabirja eva nijarupataya kalabi goloka eva nivashatya kilatma bhuto govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajami. This just reminded me, a little diversion, that in the beginning of the movement In 1966, Prabhupada would have the morning program, the Samsara prayers, Hare Krishna, and then we would chant one round of japa together. And then just before he started reciting the Sanskrit for the Bhagavatam class, he would sing the Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami, and then we would sing it in response, and then he would start the Bhagavatam class. Krishna is always worshipped by the gopis wherever he goes. Therefore, Krishna is so vividly described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also described Krishna in this way. Ramya kaschidupasana vajavada varjanaya kalpita. All these gopis were going to offer Krishna their presentations because the gopis are eternal associates of the Lord. Now the gopis were more jubilant because of the news of Krishna's appearance in Vrindavan. Offering blessings to the newborn child, Krishna, the wives and daughters of the cowherd men said, quote, may you become the king of Braja and long maintain all its inhabitants. Unquote. They sprinkled a mixture of turmeric powder, oil, and water upon the birthless Supreme Lord and offered their prayers. Now that the all-pervading, unlimited Lord Krishna, the master of the cosmic manifestation, had arrived within the estate of Maharaj Nanda, various types of musical instruments resounded to celebrate the great festival. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious principles, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. Whenever Krishna comes, once in a day of Brahma, he comes to the house of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. Krishna is the master of all creation, Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Therefore, not only in the neighborhood of Nanda Maharaj's estate, but all over the universe, and in all other universes, musical sounds celebrated the auspicious arrival of the Lord. In gladness, the cowherd men enjoyed the great festival by splashing one another's bodies with a mixture of curd, condensed milk, butter, and water. You may be interested to know that the beginning pictures in the Krishna book, including that very old picture we did of Nandotsava in the old Krishna book, where this scene is described, these pictures were not picked by us looking at the manuscript as they were later, but they were all hand-picked by Srila Prabhupada. And he wrote me the list of the pictures that he wanted, and then he also drew with his own hand a picture of the cowherd boys with those long sticks, and then the buckets are hanging and they're carrying the yogurt and things to the festival. So I'm so dull that I lost it, but he actually drew that, and then it appeared later in our painting. And incidentally, in answer to Prithvi Prabhu's question about why is Krishna blue, Prabhupada answered that in the beginning of the movement. He said, because this blue color of Krishna, just like everyone is attracted by the sky, if you go out, even if you don't feel so good or you're agitated about something, and you go out into the pleasant sky, you feel so good. It's very pleasing and all attractive. And so Krishna is that all attractive color. And then you may ask, why is the sky blue? Because it's a reflection of Krishna's body. So in gladness, the cowherd men enjoyed the great festival by splashing one another's bodies with a mixture of curd, condensed milk, butter, and water. They threw butter on one another and smeared it on one another's bodies. From this statement, we can understand that 5,000 years ago, Not only was there enough milk, butter, and curd to eat, drink, and cook with, but when there was a festival, it would be thrown about without restriction. There was no limit to how extensively milk, butter, curd, and other such products were used in human society. Everyone had an ample stock of milk, and by using it in many varied milk products, people would keep good health in natural ways and thus enjoy life in Krishna consciousness. When I was brand new joining ISKCON, I was taking the train to the temple, and on the way some young boy sat next to me, and we started discussing cow killing versus cow protecting. And he asked, why don't you eat meat? And why do you stress the cow so much? And I answered as best I could, but I couldn't answer too well. So when I got to the temple, I went up to Prabhupada's quarters and asked him. So Prabhupada said, the cow is doing so much for human society. And he named things like this. The cow is giving liquid religion. So, and what you are doing, what are you doing? You should ask the boy, what are you doing? And one time when Prabhupada was talking about how the calves are taken from the cows at such young age and slaughtered, this was in his room and there was only a few of us there, at his 26 Second Avenue apartment, Prabhupada started crying a little bit when he was talking about that. Also in his quarters in Boston, Prabhupada told me that advanced civilization means that there's so much yogurt, you can give it to the monkeys. So much butter and yogurt, you can give it to the monkeys. Everyone had an ample stock of milk, and by using it in many varied milk products, people would keep good health in natural ways and thus enjoy life in Krishna consciousness. And when I was painting in his quarters, also in 1966, Kirtanananda, he was a brahmachari at that time, and he was Prabhupada's cook. So he asked Kirtanananda to cook me milk while I painted, because he said that for materialists, fish is the food that they use to be creative. But in spiritual life, milk is the food for creative thinking. The great-minded Nanda Maharaj gave clothing, ornaments, and cows in charity to the cowherd men in order to please Lord Vishnu. And thus he improved the condition of his own son in all respects. He distributed charity to the suttas, the magadas, the vandis, and men of all other professions, according to their educational qualifications, and satisfied everyone's desires. Purport. Although it has become fashionable to speak of Dharidra Narayan, the words Vishnur, Arad, and Artaya do not mean that all the people satisfied by Nanda Maharaj in this great ceremony were all Vishnus. They were not Dharidra, nor were they Narayan. Dharidra means poor. That is, nowadays people have a philosophy, the Mayavadis, of Dharidra Narayan, that everyone is Narayan, but now Narayan has become the poor beggar of the street, you know, like the bag ladies and the street bums. And if we just feed them, that's service to God. ...self with a necklace, a garland, and other ornaments. She was busy wandering here and there to receive the women who were guests at the festival. Purport. Rohini, another wife of Vasudeva's, was also kept under the care of Nanda Maharaj with her son Baladev. Because her husband was imprisoned by Kamsa, she was not very happy. Rohini is another one of the sons of wives of Vasudeva, and so her husband was imprisoned with Devaki. So she was not very happy. But on the occasion of Krishna Janmashtami, Nandotsava, so It's actually the same thing. I speculated, but actually it's correct, that Sri Krishna Janmashtami and Nandotsava are actually the same thing. So on the occasion of Sri Krishna Janmashtami, Nandotsava, when Nanda Maharaj gave dresses and ornaments to others, he also gave gorgeous garments and ornaments to Rohini so that she could take part in the festival. Thus, she also was very busy receiving the women who were guests because of her good fortune in being able to raise Krishna and Balaram together. She is described as Mahabhaga, or greatly fortunate. O Maharaj Parikit, the home of Nanda Maharaj is eternally the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his transcendental qualities is therefore always naturally endowed with the opulence of all wealth. Yet beginning from Lord Krishna's appearance there, it became a place for the pastimes of the goddess of fortune. So this confirms the statement later in the 10th canto when the gopis are searching for Krishna just before the rasa dance, when they pray, Jayati Te Bikam, that because of your birth in Braja, this whole land, the whole earth has become glorious. And the goddess of fortune now resides there. So let's see what Srila Prabhupada says about the goddess of fortune residing in Vrindavan. Because we know that the goddess of fortune cannot enter Vrindavan. Or can she? As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasrasatasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindam Adipurisham Tamaham Bhajami. The abode of Krishna is always served by hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. Wherever Krishna goes, the goddess of fortune naturally resides with him. The chief of the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Krishna's appearance in the land of Braj indicated that the chief goddess of fortune, Radharani, would also appear there very soon. Nanda Maharaj's abode was already opulent, and since Krishna had appeared, it would become opulent in all respects. Sukadeva Goswami continued, Thereafter, my dear King Parikit, O best protector of the Kuru dynasty, Nanda Maharaj appointed the local cowherdsmen to protect Gokula and then went to Mathura to pay the yearly taxes to King Kamsa. Purport. Because the killing of babies was going on and had already become known, Nanda Maharaj was very much afraid for his newborn child. Thus, he appointed the local cowherd men to protect his home and child. He wanted to go immediately to Mathura and to pay the taxes due, and also to offer some presentation for the sake of his newborn son. For the protection of the child, he had worshipped various demigods and forefathers and given charity to everyone's satisfaction. Similarly, Nanda Maharaj wanted not only to pay Kamsa the yearly taxes, but also to offer some presentation so that Kamsa too would be satisfied. His only concern was how to protect his transcendental child, Krishna. So Krishna is the protector and well-wisher of all living entities, Go Brahmanya Hitaya Cha, but Nanda Maharaj is Krishna's protector and well-wisher. And Prabhupada said in his first temple that we don't want to become one with Krishna. We want to become better than Krishna, like Nanda and Yasoda. In other words, we want to take care of Krishna. I remember Prabhupada came from another city and went to New York, and we were in the Boston temple, and then Prabhupada invited us all down. So at that time it was the beginning of deity worship, very beginning, and we didn't know anything about the standards of deity worship. So we locked up the whole temple, including the installed deities, and all came down to New York. And so myself and another devotee went to see Prabhupada. He asked us to come up. And we said, so we locked up the temple and we all came to see you. So Prabhupada said, what if you locked me up in the room and didn't feed me? He said, you should be like Mother Yasoda, and or become like Mother Yasoda, and think, if I do not feed Krishna, he will die. Sri Krishna Janmashtami Ki Jai.